Trump, I do not want Americans to go hungry, seeks way to pay SNAP, gives out Schumer's number. By Jasmine Jordan on October 31, 2025. President Donald Trump said Friday he has instructed government lawyers to seek immediate court guidance on how to legally continue payments for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, amid the ongoing government shutdown. As the program faces imminent funding delays while Democrats refuse to pass a clean spending bill. Our government lawyers do not think we have the legal authority to pay SNAP with certain monies we have available. And now two courts have issued conflicting opinions on what we can and cannot do, Trump wrote on Truth Social. I do not want Americans to go hungry just because the radical Democrats refuse to do the right thing and reopen the government. The president explained he has instructed lawyers to ask the court to clarify how we can legally fund SNAP as soon as possible, warning that even with an immediate resolution, benefits may be delayed as states process payments. If we are given the appropriate legal direction by the court, Trump declared, it will be my honor to provide the funding, just like I did with military and law enforcement pay. Several days ago, Vice President J.D. Vance confirmed that U.S. troops would continue receiving paychecks during the shutdown, following the $130 million private donation accepted by the Department of War to cover military salaries. The message follows warnings that the Democrat-led shutdown could halt November SNAP payments. Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, noted Thursday was the Democrats' 15th chance to reopen the government, warning that their continued opposition to a clean continuing resolution would cause benefits to run dry. The U.S. Department of Agriculture previously cautioned that it lacks sufficient funds to issue November benefits, with a contingency reserve of $5 billion falling short of the $8 billion needed to sustain the program. Several governors, including Virginia's Glenn Youngkin, have declared emergencies over the looming lapse. The Washington Post editorial board this week faulted Democrats for prolonging the shutdown, writing that it is wrong that Democrats have held the government hostage over demands to extend Obamacare subsidies. The paper warned that if the standoff persists, families could start to go hungry. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, and fellow Democrats, including Senators Alex Padilla, DCA, Mark Kelly, DOZ, and Mazie Hirono, DHI, have argued that Trump could use emergency funds to continue SNAP, claiming he has billions at his disposal but is choosing not to use them. Representative Andy Kim, DNJ, meanwhile, accused Republicans of refusing to negotiate, stating that Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House and should bring the House back into session to work and negotiate for the people they claim to serve. Trump rejected that characterization in his Truth Social message Friday. The Democrats should quit the charade where they hurt people for their own political reasons, and immediately reopen the government. He ended his post by urging Americans who rely on SNAP to pressure Democrats directly. Call the Senate Democrats, and tell them to reopen the government, now. Here is Crying Chuck Schumer's office number, 202-224-6542.